Чуми, частина птаха. Штак.
If you don't speak Aleutic, you won't get the jokes at the Language House. It's a place where everything is a lesson. Catching up on gossip, making a grocery list, or washing the dishes. Derek Shaya is a mentor there.
To really get like the language down, you gotta use it and practice it. And so that's what... Kind of the point of the Language House is a place where you can just get together and like use the language like you would in your day-to-day life.
No one lives here full-time, but the Shunack tribe uses a federal grant to pay a group of language apprentices and mentors to master the language.
Heritage languages are so important, and when you learn them, it's like, okay, I'm part of the crew saving it now.
Stevie Fretz works for the tribe and as a language mentor at the house.
There's no like, yeah, I learn a little Aleutic on weekends when I can. All of a sudden you're like, oh my gosh, my language, I have to save it. I have to do everything I can.
Kodiak is home to a powerful movement to bring the Aleutic language back into daily use. For about 100 years, American schools and governments suppressed the language and punished children for speaking it. Now the last people who speak it fluently are almost gone. Fretz says there are a few elders in town she can speak with, and a lot of folks who've gone through some basic classes at the university.
So there's a lot of people that'll understand me when I say, hi, how are you? And they'll say, hi, I'm good, how are you? But there's not a lot of people you can, like, have a conversation with around. Like, I think they're mostly in this room right now.
In some ways, Fretz says she feels like she missed out. The tribe estimates there are now only about 17 elders who are fluent in Aleutic left. They lost about that many during the pandemic. That's a turning point. But the language movement isn't giving up. It's moving forward. Haley Thompson administers the grant. She says part of the Shunack tribe's goal is to train fluent speakers who can, in turn, teach.
We have a lot of motivation to learn Aleutic. People want Aleutic preschools and Aleutic language classes at the high school and Aleutic language classes at the college and teach us Aleutic, teach this, teach that. But the problem is we don't have the teachers to teach those classes and workshops.
A solid foundation of language revitalization already exists here. But Thompson says it's different now. There were a lot more elders before.
The next wave of what it looks like is building resources, archiving things that we know we're going to need, spending the time that we know we can get with elders. That's what it looks like right now. Just cherishing all the things that, all the resources we can get, before we know that they're gone.
The stakes are high, but the rewards are immense. Fretz and the others are building fluency to be able to teach the next generation of Aleutic speakers.
Put your little Aleutic hats on tighter. Turn your little Aleutic ears up. Turn your Aleutic voices up.
About a dozen preschoolers are enrolled in the Aleutinkit Child Care Center. They learn numbers in Aleutic and Aleutic versions of popular kids' songs. There probably won't be any birth speakers left by the time they're older, but the language movement is working to ensure they'll have teachers. There's an Aleutic language program at the Kodiak College and courses at the high school. And the tribe hopes to put 18 people through its program at the Language House.
I'm the get bit. Mm-hmm. Like, what are you doing now?
Yeah.
Learners can meet up with elders at the museum once a week.
And then can you say, Kayus kam takik bit?
Kayus kak bit. Kayus kak bit. I wouldn't say it that way.
Three of the elders that used to be at these sessions died during the pandemic. But the museum records them, so new learners and descendants of the speakers can hear their stories.
Oh, I love speaking my language. I guess they'd say... I feel complete.
Florence Pestrikov didn't grow up speaking Aleutic, even though most people in her village did. American missionaries and schools enforced strict English-only policies for years. Parents like hers encouraged English to protect their children. The result was a swift decline in speaker numbers.
In the past, it was people were ashamed of the language. It's sad. Really sad.
For the last couple of decades, she's been an active speaker and teacher. She answers her cell phone in Alutiiq and speaks it with her husband. And that's the vision of the language movement, to have the language be in use, at home, in the grocery store, on the street, and to carry the values that are embedded in the words.
We never say goodbye. There is no goodbye in Alutiiq. You say, Tang Chikamkin, I will see you, Adaku, later. I like that.
Like the language in Kodiak schools and homes. Quiet for a while, but coming back. Reporting from Kodiak, I'm Claire Strimple.